Psalm 12. Preface. If we value gold and silver as the most costly of metals, much rather should we value the Bible as the most precious of books. Gold and silver are corruptible things and will pass away, but the word of the Lord is an incorruptible seed and will not pass away. With gold and silver, we can obtain the things which are necessary for our support and comfort in this bodily life. But through the word of God, we obtain better and nobler treasures, even the Holy Ghost, the grace of the Father, the forgiveness of sins, sonship, and eternal life. Silver and gold are tried and refined by the fire. In the smelting oven, the baser metals are separated and the impurities consumed. In like manner, the fire of affliction purifies the affections, consumes the lustings of the flesh, and prepares the way for the word of God to bring fruit with us. Without affliction, our hearts are cold and rarely relish the word of God, but in the day of trouble, it becomes lovely to the heart and sweet to the soul. From his own experience, David declares, "Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word." The same he teaches in this 12th Psalm. Prayer for the preservation of the little flock by the Lord's word. To the chief musician upon Shemamith, a psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor. With flattering lips and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaks proud things. Who has said, "With our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us?" For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffs at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side, while the vilest men are exalted. Summary. As Isaiah in his first chapter speaks of an evil and a deplorable time in Israel, when the daughter of Zion, the company of true believers, had become like unto a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, so this psalm describes a time when piety has diminished and wickedness increased. It pictures a time when there is great pride and much hypocrisy, when there is much boasting about the abilities, the wisdom, and the achievements of man, a time when men flatter with their lips and are of an inconstant heart ready to betray. A time when men will not be bound by the word of God, claiming the liberty to teach what they please, and wanting to walk after their own thoughts. A time when the venal and the vile occupy high positions and oppress the poor. Who could deny that the picture drawn in this psalm suits our times? But thanks be to God for this precious promise, that they who continue in his word shall have the light of life and shall never perish. Purer than gold refined seven times are God's promises. When the pious seems utterly devoted to destruction, the Lord says, "Now will I arise and will set him in safety." Prayer. O Lord our God, the Lord of hosts, guard us that we err not from the way of truth, and keep us from the temptation to sit where the mockers sit. Preserve us in the faith of thy Son, and in a walk of godliness all the days of our pilgrimage. Be with us when we must walk among the wicked, surrounded by so many evil examples, and keep us from the evil. Amen.